This podcast features sermons by Rob McFarlane. Our prayer is that this sermon will encourage you in your faith in Jesus Christ. If you find it helpful, then please consider subscribing to our podcast and sharing it with a friend. We publish other Bible study resources on our website. For more information or to support this ministry, please visit robmcfarlane.co.uk.
Today, I'm going to talk on overcoming anxiety. And we'll be looking at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to verse 9. Let's read it from the English Standard Version of the Bible. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. What does abundant life look like? Well, I believe abundant life includes living with peace in a troubled world. We certainly live in a world where it's easy for us to become anxious and troubled. You look at the daily headlines, which don't often have good news. You hear things that may trouble you and fill your heart and mind with anxiety. Yet in all these things, God wants us to live the abundant life. Like Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. We know that God does not want us to be anxious. We saw in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, do not be anxious about anything. We also know that God wants us to experience the peace of God. In verse 7, it says, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So how can we live in this peace? How can we experience this peace that surpasses understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus? Well, today I'd like to give you three keys to overcoming anxiety. Key number one, pray about everything in faith and with gratitude. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6b, it says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. I love the way the Passion Translation puts this verse. It says, be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. We have this wonderful privilege as believers of having constant, ongoing, ever increasing and to be enjoyed communication with God. It's called prayer. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. We should live prayer. We should breathe prayer. Prayer should be as vital to us as inhaling and exhaling air is to our bodies. We can experience this ongoing relationship with God, and you and I can experience a prayer life in faith and with gratitude. One key to overcoming anxiety is to spend time in prayer all day, to let prayer be part of your lifestyle, to pray about everything in faith and with gratitude. Let's have a look at key number two. The second key to overcoming anxiety is to focus your thoughts on positive things. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. It says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if anything is worthy of praise, think about these things." I love that as a checklist for how we should think. We should let our thoughts dwell on positive, encouraging things. Let's look at the Passion Translation and see how the Passion Translation puts Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. It says, "Keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind, and fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising Him always." Now, we should use this as a checklist for our thoughts. Accept thoughts that are positive and encouraging. Accept thoughts that bring glory to God and build you up in your relationship with Him. But reject thoughts that tear you down or hinder your relationship with God and hinder how you can live for Him. For example, if I came to your house this afternoon with a wheelbarrow full of manure and knocked on your kitchen door, and when you opened the door, I pushed past you and I emptied that wheelbarrow full of manure into your kitchen on the floor, it would create a huge mess. It would be a huge stink. You'd probably get me out of that house as quickly as you could. And you would tidy up that room as quickly as you could. But if I returned an hour later and knocked on your door with a fresh wheelbarrow full of manure, would you let me in? Absolutely not. But the amazing thing to me is that we as Christians will allow the enemy to bring a wheelbarrow full of stinking thinking and dump it in our minds. We need to reject thoughts that are unhelpful, unedifying, and that are not focused on who our God is and who we are in our relationship with Him. And we need to accept helpful, positive, encouraging thoughts filled with praise for God and that encourage us in our relationship with Him. So number two we've seen is that we need to focus our thoughts on positive things. Let's now look at key number three. Key number three we see in verse 9, which is spend time in God's presence. Let's read the second half of Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. And it says, "And the God of peace will be with you." I love that phrase. The God of peace will be with you. We experience the peace of God by spending time with the God of peace. Now we need to understand there's a difference between the world's concept of peace and God's understanding of peace. We need to experience the peace of God. And we experience that by spending time with the God of peace. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Jesus tells us that his peace is different to the world's peace, and that we can, in the midst of trouble, experience his peace. Friend, peace is not the absence of something like stress or trouble, but peace is the presence of someone, and we know that someone to be Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. Peace is not the absence of something, but the presence of someone, and we know that someone is Jesus Christ. So, in summary, let's have a look again at the three keys to overcoming anxiety. Key number one is to pray about everything in faith and with gratitude. Key number two, focus your thoughts on positive things. And finally, key number three is to spend time in God's presence. Remember, we experience the peace of God by spending time with the God of peace. Let's pray together. And as we do, ask the Holy Spirit to show you what he wants you to do as a result of what you've heard in today's sermon. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that we can pray in faith and with gratitude. Thank you that when we come to you, you respond to our faith, and that thanksgiving and gratitude put us in a place of faith and expectation for good things. We ask you to help us to focus our thoughts on positive, helpful, inspiring, and encouraging things. Help us to reject thoughts, to not let them through the door of our minds, of our ears, of our eyes, but to focus on thoughts that are lovely and positive and encouraging about you and about who you say we are in Christ. And Lord, thank you that we can experience the peace of God when we spend time with the God of peace. That peace is not the absence of something, but the presence of someone. And we ask you to make yourself known to us as we spend time in your presence, to rub off on us with your joy, with your love, with your kindness, with your generosity, and with your peace, that we can live in a troubled world knowing that we have peace with you because you are with us. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you found this sermon helpful, then please consider subscribing to our podcast and sharing it with a friend. We publish other resources to help you grow in your relationship with God and to equip you to minister to others. For more information or to support this ministry, please visit robmcfarlane.co.uk.